So it's an election year. So not being political, it's unprecedented. If I look at this year, would you say that it's not a coincidence that the ninth house of higher mind, with the sun, and it's almost as if, regardless of what happens at the election, like the outcome,
mm-hmm.
it looks as if the four in a box versus the 22. You know, we just had a plane that went down in Ukraine, and I'm looking at this year saying it's unprecedented. And you said this is the first year that Pluto has had some significance in our country's chart.
Right.
Listen to that, without moving into it like a partisan answer, but just on a global scale, it looks like our whole country as the sun, we don't know what we look like.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I want, if you could expound on that just a little bit.
The two charts that I just put in front of me now are, one, if you take the birth date of the country, the country is in a six personal year. The sixth year is ruled by the planet Venus. Now, if this was a person's birth date, Venus rules love, In a six personal year, people get married, they get divorced, they have babies, they build a home. It's Venus seeking harmony in the life. That's why it's divorce as well as marriage. If the marriage is terrible, wants out, you know? So it's seeking, but you've always got the protection of Venus in a sixth year. So that is one part of it, okay? The other part of it is, when you say, I progressed this part of the chart to the election time, all right? And the progress moon, which moves 1 degree a month and takes 28 years to go round, is at 22 degrees Capricorn, right smack coming up to that Pluto and the opposition of Mercury. So it is a challenge coming up. But then I did the election chart. Now, back when Bush got in, I knew they were going to ask me who's going to get in. So I'd never done an election chart before. I'd looked, progressed and everything. I want to do one of those charts. Let's see what it says. So I did the chart and came to the point where somebody asked who was going to get in. And I said, it's very, very close. But you know what? There's no winner that day. And Dan Ross looked at me. I said, Kathy, I know you don't follow politics, but there's two parties. One loses, one wins. I said, but not that day. And he just rolled his eyes, you know. And then the next year, when I stood up, he said, before she starts, let me tell you what she said, okay? So sometimes I've said things that don't make sense, which is why you come to listen to this, because I don't give you my opinion. I give you my astrological insight, right? So I did the election chart, and it is a shoo-in. Now, it doesn't tell me who, but the moon is in a perfect beneficial trine to Venus. Oh, wait a minute. The country is in a Venus year. You follow me? So the love of the country is what's going to win, whoever that love is going to be, okay? And it's ease. It just, just flows. And, the only thing that I can emphasize is when we say we want to be in that positive space, I love this country and I love and I believe and move into that direction. Because if you buy into the worry and the negative and everything, you're giving energy to that. But if you look at the pattern here of what's flowing, there's definitely going to be huge change. Now, it doesn't tell me if the current president is going to get in. It just tells me that who the country loves, it's a very shoo-in situation. So what you can observe as the time goes along, if there is a person that the whole country is adoring or something, then you'll know. Because this, it's not a tight thing. And it's a total transformation. So, if you push me into my opinion, right, and I looked at this, I'd have to come up with one or two things. I would have to say that if it's the present president, okay, then he would have had to pull off something that everybody thought, like, oh my God, it's so good, helpful, or whatever, and that would create the shoo-in, okay? Or somebody comes up into you know, one of the parties that is just so loved or, you know, adored by the country or something, that they just walk into the situation. One or the two, all right? But talking about the current president, I have to share this with you because this is just too funny. I read this to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, you can't make this stuff up, right? It is what it is. When what's his name, was born, Trump, okay, he has 29 degrees of Leo on the ascendant. And at 29 degrees Leo, here it is, there is a fixed star. And the fixed star is called Regulus. And Donald Trump, by progression, he's a Gemini, so the progressed sun moves 1 degree a year. So for about 8 degrees, 8 years, it was still in Gemini. Then 30 years, it went through the sign of Cancer, and then it went into Leo. So for 30 years, he was like a double Leo. Whoa, I'm king, I do, you know, whatever, okay? Then it got to 29 degrees, the exact degree of the ascendant, when he got the presidency, right? On that 29 degrees is Regulus. At 29 degrees of Leo, the meaning is one of fame, honor, and wealth. He corresponds to the Archangel Raphael, and his placement in your chart shows you where you can expect to succeed and accomplish your goals. In a prominent part of your chart, for example, conjunct the first house, the ascendant of self, or the 10th house of career, it can show great fame coming to you through your professional life. His progressed son got to that degree when this happened. So we can sit and we can say, we could have cried in Chinese. It was, you know what I mean? It was there. So getting hung up onto things, right? And what happened, if you remember, I was in Washington prior to the election, and I was asked, did you look at the election? And I said, yes, Hillary's not getting in. Ooh, you're a Trump person. No, I'm an astrologer. You asked me if I looked. Okay? I said, the country needs a huge wake-up call. And that doesn't sound, you know, like she's going to get in. Now, to make a huge wake-up call doesn't always mean that you get a wonderful, loving, you know, whatever. Okay, wake-up is wake-up. But it is what it is. So then he gets in, I go back to Washington. Oh, my God, like it's my fault, you know? Oh, he's in, and you know, he's this, he's that. And I said, stop looking at him and look at the big picture. Look at you know, things that are important and the big picture. He's one person, for God's sakes. And looking at his chart, for crying out loud, it was destined to be in that position. So it's like us complaining about our mother. Oh, you know, she's a witch. She did blah, 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 and da, da. Well, you chose her. You chose her because you have something to learn with that, you know? Now, I looked at Trump's chart itself because I figured, okay, let me see what his chart says about getting in. So I progressed it to the election. And this is my feeling on it. I'm going to tell you what I look at astrologically, and then, you know, everything... Astrology is precise. Interpretation is a combination, you know. The progressed moon moves 1 degree a month and takes 28 years to go around. On the election, he has Uranus in his 10th house of destiny, prestige, career. And the progressed moon conjuncts that Uranus within 2 degrees when the election is. Now, he was born on a full moon, all right? So that means that it's still a couple of degrees, but it's going to activate that full moon. He also, also, as I looked at this, I thought two things came to my thought, was if he doesn't continue, it might not be because of not getting elected. Could be his health, could be, you know, could be anything really. Because Uranus is the planet of change and freedom. Now, let's say, just for argument's sake, let's just say that he thought, you know, I had enough of this stuff. You know, been there, done that. Regulus has took the throne and has moved past that now, okay? What is this action in his chart that creates this change of freedom? Now, this is why, you know, when Kathy Beale and I look at one another, you're going to look at it and you're going to interpret it by what you know. But Uranus is a planet you don't know. It's sudden, unexpected changes. So, his progressed moon for the first time in 28 years is going to make a conjunction to that Uranus in the 10th house, and that is career. And Uranus rules his 6th house, which is work. So there's definitely going to be a change that for him is freeing in nature. Now, how do we translate that? Does him not getting in free him? You know what I mean? Or just getting in? I don't know. But I do know that the election day itself, with that trine from Venus to the moon, the country is going to love whatever the result is, you know, which is, you know, the most important thing. The other interesting part is this. And again, here's where I get stuck in interpretation. When his progressed moon conjuncts that Uranus is in a perfect beneficial trine to his Jupiter. Faith, optimism, and abundance. So I can't imagine, well, I don't know him anyway, I can't imagine what change that is freeing in nature is going to make him feel so incredibly free and good and what have you? Would it be not getting in or getting in? I have no idea. All right? In his chart, it shows to be extremely beneficial. But what is beneficial? You know what I mean? I do have some... I do have some concerns around his health. So I don't know whether, you know, whether that has any influence on it or not. But, you know, just when I did it that time when I said there was no winner, right? And it didn't make any sense. Some of the things that I've said may not make any sense, okay? Because only as they unfold do you realize, you know, where these pieces are. But one thing that I will say in terms of his presidency, when he got in, he was fated. When you look at that 29 degrees and the progressed sun got there exactly, what was really interesting was when I went back to Washington, Regulus takes 2,000 years to move 1 degree. And it moved to 0 degrees Virgo just when his progressed sun moved to 0 degrees. And when I was in Washington, I said, wow, Virgo is very different to Leo. I said, you know, people are going to see things in him that they never have seen before because they've seen all this Leo thing. And she looked at me and told me something he did. I don't remember. And I said, well, I have no idea. But whatever it was that I said was exactly, she was able to interpret it. I wasn't because I didn't know, whatever. So you go through these things and you realize that, there's some certain things that we are here to do. He knew he had to step into this. I'm like, years ago, if I am president, now, he's bragging and he's Leo thing and whatever, okay. We can all look at that. And we can all criticize it or do whatever. Or you can look at the big picture. Because we, collectively, as a country, had something to learn. What did we learn? I don't know, because I don't follow the stuff, okay? But we all have a choice how we act and react to stuff. And so the more positive thing, expectation we put out for this country and for our lives, and for everything else, then we will draw those positive experiences into our personal experience. But if we keep looking at what's wrong, not just with him, with anybody and everything, it will just create havoc in our own lives. So yes, we need to know. One of the things that I feel with this Mercury in the US chart and this challenge to the Mercury is, I think, while you can't believe everything on social media either, it's getting harder and harder to hide stuff. There's just too much communication, and what have you, out there. I was amazed one day. I said something and my granddaughter said, well, let me see. She goes on the bloody computer and comes up with this information, which we couldn't do that years ago. So I feel that it's going to get harder and harder to be lied to, okay? Things are going to become clearer. And only the people that are going to cling in that Cancerian Mercury, only people that are going to cling to the past are going to be stuck there, and are going to want everybody else to stay stuck there. But evolution, what it is, and the way that the country is moving and the consciousness that is moving. I mean, when years ago, metaphysics, astrology, and all of these things, we were a little bunch of nutcases, And now, you've got scientists, Joe Dispenza, 2,000 people attend his stuff, and he's showing what you think, what you feel, the science, the physiology and everything. I mean, it is evolving big time. So, while a lot of people are caught into, we're going down the drain and we've got all these problems, it isn't true. There's always going to be people going down the drain. There's always going to be people experiencing the negative. We have this balance. But more and more people are shifting into the positive thing. More and more people. And when I see anything like positive on Facebook, I always make a comment, keep the positive stuff going. Keep the positive. You know what I mean? Because what you focus on affects you, and then your energy goes out, to everybody else. So astrology, his chart just tells me, like it would in my own chart, what challenges are there and what opportunities. So if I go to the election and I believe, I don't believe, but I'm saying if I believe, okay? If I believe, I want Donald to get in, let me look and see if he gets in, okay? I would look at that moon coming to Uranus and the beneficial trine to Jupiter. I would say, oh, that's a shoo-in, because it's a very positive thing, but it's what I would want, okay? And it doesn't mean that's what it is. You follow me? Jupiter is the beneficial planet. Faith, optimism, all right? The progressive moon for the first time in 28 years trines that Jupiter right at the time of the election. So we don't know what his wish is, okay? So consequently, people for him would want to interpret it as going to get in. People against him would say, are you sure, Kathy? I don't think, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, well, maybe he wants out. Whether he says it or not, we don't know what's going on inside him. He could wake up one morning, oh, these crazy people don't want to listen, whatever, So all I can say is, and I think this is the most important part, is going back to the U.S. chart, that Mercury, how we think, has got to change. Pluto and Saturn's opposing it, and it has to change, okay? And in that change, whether it comes easy or whether it comes with a challenge, but the progressed moon in the U.S. chart at the election time is at 22 degrees Capricorn, where today that Pluto Saturn is, in opposition to the Mercury at 24 degrees. So the election is going to change a lot of stuff. It's going to change a lot. Whether it's the same one or a different one, it is going to be a massive change. And it's going to really change the thinking. All right? So as the year goes on and we people that watch the evolution of the political field, you'll be able to put this information, together and see just where it's going. But regardless of where it's going, your first responsibility is the self. All right? And so I'm going to open the floor for any questions.